2, The Outbreak of Rebellion. Shortly after Satan's inspection, and when the planetary administration was on the eve of the realization of great things on Urantia, one day, midwinter of the northern continents, Caligastia held a prolonged conference with his associate, Dalagastia, after which the latter called the 10 councils of Urantia in session extraordinary. This assembly was opened with the statement that Prince Caligastia was about to proclaim himself absolute sovereign of Urantia, and demanded that all administrative groups abdicate by resigning all of their functions and powers into the hands of Dalagastia as trustee, pending the reorganization of the planetary government and the subsequent redistribution of these offices of administrative authority. The presentation of this astounding demand was followed by the masterly appeal of Van, chairman of the Supreme Council of Coordination. This distinguished administrator and able jurist branded the proposed course of Caligastia as an act bordering on planetary rebellion and appealed to his confreres to abstain from all participation until an appeal could be taken to Lucifer, the system sovereign of Satania, and he won the support of the entire staff. Accordingly, appeal was taken to Jerusalem, and forthwith came back the orders designating Caligastia as supreme sovereign on Urantia, and commanding absolute and unquestioning allegiance to his mandates. And it was in reply to this amazing message that the noble Van made his memorable address of 7 hours' length, in which he formally drew his indictment of Dalagastia, Caligastia, and Lucifer as standing in contempt of the sovereignty of the universe of Nebadon, and he appealed to the Most Highs of Edentia for support and confirmation. Meantime, the system circuits had been severed. Urantia was isolated. Every group of celestial life on the planet found itself suddenly and without warning isolated, utterly cut off from all outside counsel and advice. Dalagastia formally proclaimed Caligastia, god of Urantia and supreme over all. With this proclamation before them, the issues were clearly drawn, and each group drew off by itself and began deliberations, discussions destined eventually to determine the fate of every superhuman personality on the planet. Seraphim and cherubim and other celestial beings were involved in the decisions of this bitter struggle, this long and sinful conflict. Many superhuman groups that chanced to be on Urantia at the time of its isolation were detained here and, like the seraphim and their associates, were compelled to choose between sin and righteousness, between the ways of Lucifer and the will of the Unseen Father. For more than 7 years this struggle continued. Not until every personality concerned had made a final decision would or did the authorities of Edentia interfere or intervene. Not until then did Van and his loyal associates receive vindication and release from their prolonged anxiety and intolerable suspense.